Kieran Leone is with us today. Kieran is the faux councillor here on the Auckland Council. And today we've got a number of issues to speak about. One is the government move to scratch the regional fuel tax. Of course, there's issues around vaping also that we'll touch on with Kieran, who's kindly with us for a kōrero. And great to have you with us again. Tuhine, tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe, atamari.
Atamari. Might start with the rails. I mean, how frustrating is this? We want to be a world-class city, but we have to slow the trains down because of heat on the tracks. This is causing many people, many commuters, a lot of angst. What are you reading into the way, as we try to get Auckland moving, or, you know, when the weather's hot, we all slow down, forced to?
Oh, yeah. Look, I just responded to an email about this morning from a constituent, and I, you know, I think it's really disappointing that we, you know, that we're still in this state at the moment, given that we are a global city. I was just in Sydney a few months ago, actually, and I met with one of the Sydney city councillors because I believe we need some kind of sister city agreement with a city that is actually doing really well in terms of their transport planning. I think the difference over there in Australia, though, is that they've got the state government in between. So when there is funding allocated for infrastructure upgrades, it maintains in place. Whereas, you know, unfortunately here in New Zealand, if we have a change in government, that whole plan can just change very quickly, as we've seen. So I think, you know, in terms of this, we know that the Mayor's met with Simeon Brown to talk about this, and he's also asked that there's a follow-up kōrero in a week's time. And I think we need to really put the pressure on central government to make sure they have actually got some answers to that.
Tēnā koe, the scrapping of the regional fuel tax has put some roading projects on hold, and the Mayor doesn't want them to continue with an expectation there's going to be funding to complete those projects. And I'm thinking of the Eastern Busway, for instance, as one. What are you reading into the scrapping of that fuel tax? Hea ho whakaro, Karen?
Oh, again, like it's really disappointing. There's so much work that goes into this mahi being done. You know, the consultation work alone, there's hundreds of thousands of dollars that that is allocated in terms of talking to our communities about all of these projects going forward. And then, you know, unfortunately, we have a new government that comes in with new ideas. And, you know, the cost of living at the moment is going to mean that some of that money may end up in the rates increase. We know that that's likely to happen too with our water infrastructure, with Three Waters being gone, but particularly with our transport infrastructure. It's disappointing from my perspective to know that a number of these projects could be scrapped or put on hold, and we'll have to go out for consultation again in the future. It's really disappointing to see that they're not prioritising the needs of the biggest city in our country. You know, a third of New Zealanders live in Tamaki Makaurau, and we need good transport. So it just feels like we're going backwards in a big way, and I actually feel a lot of aroha for our city at the moment with all of these changes that are coming in.
Tēnā koe, Karen. It's a year since the weather bombs hit. Obviously, Gabrielle down the east coast and through into Haeretanga. But Tamaki got hit in January with that deluge that left many people challenged for the year just gone. In the faux ward, for instance, was low-lying land affected? And what might you say of what we've done in the year since?
Yeah, I think we have been working really hard as council to move through the categorisations being completed, but I know that there's still a lot of whānau that are struggling. For example, I've got one whānau that have been in contact with me regularly around the fact that they were originally categorised with the red sticker, then that got changed to yellow. Now that leaves them in the dark because we know that a lot of the red stickered houses were very straightforward in terms of the payouts. but those ones that were yellow stickered, that's where we're having to still do more work. And it's been a year since some of these whānau have had to move out, go and rent another whare while this categorisation and all the insurance issues are being sorted. And you know, they're having to ask for things like food grants even now because they're still, in terms of their own budget, still having to come up with extra pūtea to cover the cost of the other whare that they're renting out. So, you know, our city's just been through a lot, and now we're about to go into a really challenging year politically around our infrastructure, water and everything else. So I think it's going to be important that we really front the media and we express that the councillors that are representing our constituents across Tamaki Makaurau are going to be fighting really hard to make sure that the voices are heard from Aucklanders.
Tēnā koe, you got a bit of heat on too regarding vape shops and supporting Joe Bartley, who is drawing attention to just how prevalent they are. Every corner's got another one. What are we doing to address this and try and curb the uptake of vaping, particularly by our youth, Karen?
Yeah, I think that Councillor Josephine Bartley did a great job the other day putting up a notice of motion to ask our regulatory team to look at the bylaws and whether we can stop some of this very fancy and pretty attractive advertising that's in shop windows of these vape stores, which happen to be in our very, you know, deprived parts of Tamaki Makaurau. We noticed there are no vape shops at all in the Ōrākei ward, not even one, but we've got them on every corner, as you say, in our more deprived parts of Tamaki Makaurau. So that notice of motion for our staff to look into that and to really see if we can put up some new policies around that to stop that from happening. Because yeah, it was shocking to hear the feedback from some of the parents where their tamariki have actually, you know, they were excelling in their sports and things like that, and unfortunately, due to becoming addicted to vaping, have had to give up all of their sports, and I think on some instances have actually got real medical concerns, because a lot of people believe that it is the better alternative, but actually the health concerns are just as significant with vaping, and that's the messaging that should be coming across as well.
Tēnā koe, thanks for sharing some time with us and some kōrero, Karen. All the best until next time. Mauri ora kia koe te tuahine, tēnā koe.
Nā mihi, kia pai tō rā.
Me koe hoki. Urban Māori Radio, Wāte 819.